Like Odysseus returning to Ithaca, I return to Illinois from my odyssey across four Greek islands. But upon my journey, Zeus and Poseidon bestowed their favors, abundant sunshine, calm seas, and encounters with generous folk. On Rhodes, the island of the sun god Helios, my host met me at the gates into the medieval walled city. We had an instant rapport as she led me through the cobblestone maze of vendors and tourists to a quiet lane and a set of apartments owned by her parents. At an impromptu morning tea, her mom and grandmother welcomed me like family. On a day trip to Cyme, the name of a nymph Poseidon fancied, I arrived by boat. The harbor came into view like a watercolor of pastel-painted houses stacked up the hillside. Another short stay was on Kos, the birthplace of Hippocrates. I bypassed the souvenir shops and wandered to the ruins of the Agora, the ancient marketplace. Most of my trip was on Kalymnos, known as Kalydnos in the Iliad, and the son of gods Gaia and Uranus. What drew me there was a writing workshop focused on the author Charmian Clift, who made her own odyssey to Kalymnos in the 50s. For centuries, writers, artists, musicians, and travelers of all sorts, including those in armchairs, have been wooed to these ancient lands in hopes of meeting their muse. I'm Paula Garrett, and that's my perspective.